Joining us now, we have the most recent winner on the web.com tour in the finals, Andrew Loop. Andrew, welcome into the golf shop.
All right, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
So how does it feel to get into the win column in the finals here and pretty much secure the tour card again for next year?
Man, I tell you, it really does feel great. You know, it's been a few years since I've won a golf tournament, and, you know, it's just kind of a stress reliever, man. You know, this is these playoffs and this and getting my card back has really been on my mind, and you know, I think I'll just sleep a little bit easier this week.
Well, I want to talk to you about that stress level and the relief that you feel and sort of how the weekend progresses for you. We're sort of watching the leaderboard flip flop around and stuff, you know, up there in Columbus. How did it go for you? At what point did you realize this was going to be or could be a special weekend? And then how do you react? I mean, how does your body react? How's your stress level? Does it change the way you eat? Are you nervous? I mean, what goes through your mind as something like this is about to happen?
Well, you know, leading into the previous two playoff events, I thought I played solid. I really did. My ball striking came around. I had two good weeks at home. You know, where I was working out with my trainer and really doing drills that my coach had me doing in the past. And I felt my game felt solid going into these 4 weeks. And I just couldn't quite get over that hump. I guess that first week I played solid, had one bad hole. And then last week it's just couldn't get it going. But, you know, when I got to the Scarlet course last week, I did have a good feeling. I knew that the course kind of played into my hands a little bit. I could use length to an advantage. And I knew, you know, I had played it the previous 2 years, and it's just such a good, hard golf course. You know, it doesn't let up, and I knew that I didn't have to take it that deep. And I guess when I finished birdie on Saturday, you know, I really, really felt like I was in great position. I wasn't in the lead, but I was right there, second to last group. And, you know, it was just such a special week. You know, my dad's birthday was on Sunday, and I had that in the back of my mind. I was thinking about him the whole time, and I was just, you know, I'm just so happy that I pulled it out. But as far as eating and sleeping, yes, I was definitely eating a little less, just because I was in such, you know, competitive mode, I guess. And I'm not the greatest sleeper to begin with, but man, this week it feels like the food's going down a little better, and I'm sleeping a little better. I'm not satisfied. I would love to get back out there and get another one, but it just kind of feels great to have that monkey off my back. Mm.
Yeah, you know, I mean, last year in the finals, you ranked 62nd, but since you were 137 in the FedEx Cup last year, you had some conditional status on the tour, fighting to get in events out there, only got into 15 of them, and there probably had to be a lot of pressure knowing that, God, you know, when I finally get an event, I got to represent, I got to play as good as I can and try and make some money and keep this conditional status and get more status. Does it become that much easier? I know you're still battling. You got one more event. You got the Tour Championship this week. But you got to feel like at least you know that you got a little bit better status than you had last year. So that's got to help.
I do. You know, this past year, it was tough, the conditional status. Not knowing whether you're going to get into an event or not to the last minute. And then sometimes you go there and you sit around as first or second alternate all week and you don't get in, or you do. And then, you know, several times I just didn't capitalize, you know, planning flights last second because you get in last second, stuff like that. It's just, it was tough to get into a rhythm. By no means am I using that as an excuse. There was guys from my category that succeeded, like, a good friend of mine, Will Wilcox, had a great year out of that category. Johnson Wagner played great in that category. But I think it will be a little easier. I will get into more tournaments and have that full status. And man, I'm relieved. And but I'm hungry, man. You know, I'm really looking forward to the year, and I'm glad that it's right here. You know, it starts in a couple weeks at the Fries. So this week, and then a week off, and then on to the Fries, man.
All right. Well, so you get this upgrade in status. So hopefully, like you say, a lot of that stress that goes with last minute travel and sitting around and not making fields, some of that is going to be taken care of for you. What in your game is going to take you from a guy who could bounce around between tours and find himself feeling like you did this year to a guy who's consistently in contention, always making cuts on the big tour?
Well, yeah, a couple things, man. I think that I think my game is a little bit more well-rounded. I think that I've become, you know, pretty solid all the way around. I think in particular my ball striking has improved, especially over the last 5 or 6 weeks. But also course management, you know, just knowing what the right decision is, you know, at the moment of truth. Obviously, you're going to make mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes every day, but just learning how to minimize those mistakes. And, you know, I think the last 2 years I've learned a lot out there. And then some of those courses I'll be seeing for the third time, you know, I think that can help a great deal.
Yeah, you know, and you also you get to see some of these courses again, and that's got to make a difference. I mean, yeah, you can go out there, you can try and get some practice rounds in and get some of that stuff. But until you get out there in tournament conditions and see how the ball's reacting and the different conditions that you get and just to get a better feel for the golf course under the gun, that makes a difference too, doesn't it?
It does. You know, certain courses and certain holes on those courses, they kind of have little hidden secrets or tendencies, like the way a ball is going to bounce or what it's going to do when it hits the ground, or, you know, maybe one green reacts a little firmer than the other, you know, things like that, you know, these vets, you know, they have in their back pocket, you know. I think that really does add up in the end.
All right, well, we're talking to Andrew Loop, this week's winner on the Web.com Tour. And, Andrew, as you talk about and think about this, you know, this progression forward onto the PGA Tour, I, you know, I'm very curious when you look at these courses, because I'm sure I can't get a young guy who loves to play golf all the time, who is giving himself a great opportunity, I can't get you to criticize the wraparound season for not having an off season. I just don't think it's going to happen, although I don't love it. When you look at these first few courses, how do they set up for you and your game? I mean, can you go gangbusters until Christmas and start the new year really strong?
You know, some of them I have played. Like, I've played the course in Mississippi. I've played the McGladrey even throughout college. I've played Mayakoba. The course, the Fries, that's going to be a new one for me. They've changed courses. It's in Napa now.
Yeah, it's in Silverado.
Which I'm looking forward
to. Yeah, it's Silverado in Napa, right?
Right, at Silverado. I'm going to do everything I can to be as prepared as possible for those events. I think it is important to get off to a good start. I think my rookie year, I missed my first five cuts, so I really had nothing all the way until Pebble, and that probably ended up being the difference in me, you know, getting that full card back and instead of conditional status. Yeah. So I would love to earn a little bit of some of those FedEx Cup points before January.
Yeah, and so when we look at, you know, in 2013 you played 25 events on the Web.com Tour. 2014, you played 22 PGA Tour events, and then the final four events for the finals on the Web.com Tour. So that's 26 events. This year, 15 plus now 8 on the Web.com Tour, 23 events. Are you a guy that wants to play a bunch and then maybe take a break, or are you going to kind of maybe pick and choose? How does it work best for your game, you know, these last 3 years, seeing how things fall? And let's just take the fact that you maybe, you know, that you can get into any event you want to get into, because that's what's going to happen. How would you set up your schedule if you could set it up any way you wanted to?
Right. I think over a couple of those years, I probably went on stints where, you know, maybe I played a little too many in a row. You know, I know in that web.com year, I played 10 in a row at the end. I was kind of behind the eight ball and just kept playing and playing, trying to play my way out of it. You know, that's probably not the best thing to do if you have a choice. If I had a choice, I would probably, you know, like to do something like three on and then a week off, or two on and a week, you know, somewhere in there. I do love to play. I love to compete. Growing up as a multi-sport athlete, I've loved to be on the court or the field or whatever I was playing. But a little bit of balance is good too. Just to get back home and get back, you know, to the trainer or my own bed and my coach and stuff like that. You know, I think that is, you know, pretty key in success throughout the year.
Well, and you brought up being a multi-sport athlete, and we're big fans of that here. Specialization has become just a terrible scourge in society with young athletes. But you were not only a two-sport athlete, you were pretty good as an all-state guard. So no, I'm serious. So I'm curious, if you had a 14-foot putt to win a tournament or a 14-foot jumper to win a state championship, which is easier for you?
Which is easier?
Yep.
Wow.
Which will you take?
Well, even though I am a professional golfer, I would say that my percentage from 14 feet on the basketball court is probably a little higher than 14 feet on the green. And, you know, making that shot for your teammates is like the best feeling in the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, making it for, you know, your family and your caddy, and who's a good friend of mine, who's also doing a great job, and he's learning a lot as well. That's a great feeling. But I don't know, man. There's something about that locker room and that team environment that you just cannot replace. I mean, that's absolutely no shot at golf or individual sports or anything like that. But man, that's like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. So, well, we know that roughly 25% make on a 14 footer, give or take a few percentage points. What's your percentage on knocking down a 14 footer on the hoop court, man?
14 footer. You know, I know that I was right around 45% from 3-point land my last 2 years. I know that's a little longer than 14 feet, but I'd like to say, you know, if the game was on the line from 14 feet, I'd be able to knock that down more than half the time.
There you go.
Yeah, might depend on who's covering, how close they are.
Yeah. All right.
High school competition we're talking about.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. The last question before we let you go. You know, Mike always asks a question about practice, but I'm going to change it up a little bit. So as you look towards, you know, getting through this week, and you only really have, like you said, 1 week off to prepare, what's the one thing that next week you go to the practice facility, wherever you're going, what's the one thing that you're going to work on the most to get you ready for that first tournament, the Fries?
Wow, the most. I don't know if there's more eggs in one basket than the other, but I really think it's kind of just like a complete body of work. You know, I'm going to go home, and the first thing I'm going to do probably is that first day, I don't touch a club that very first day. I'll get a good workout in with my trainer. We'll get my body feeling as good as possible. Jump on that. Might do a little fishing that afternoon, and then really get after it with the golf clubs, you know, Tuesday, and then throughout the rest of the week. You know, I like to do my drills that first day back. I probably won't play Tuesday. I'll probably do a couple full swing drills. I like to do a couple putting drills. I like to do. Just kind of maintenance work. And then, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, I like to play. I do like to play. I really enjoy practicing on the course. So Wednesday, Thursday, I'll probably do some of that. Try to set up a couple games at home. But man, I just like balance. I like to do the drills. It's not my favorite thing in the world. I'd rather play golf, but, you got to do them. It's like shooting free throws or, you know, something like that. It's just something that I think is necessary. And, you know, I've really just been trying to stick to that plan. I've been working on the same few things in my swing, you know, for several years now. And you know, I just want to just keep chipping away at it.
All right. Well, Andrew, we got to run, man. We appreciate your time and good luck next week. Keep that winning feeling.
Well, thank you guys. And thank you all for having me on.
All right, thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. See you guys.
That's Andrew Loop.